I'm your dad, no, we come to party. Ooh. So don't watch me size, cause yes, we getting on wassy.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe it.
You're listening to Care Voice Radio coming your way. This is Sluggy Dan, Quantum Production. And we're going for the journey of taking over. Keep us on the line. Listen to Care Voice Radio coming your way live. This is DJ JoJo, aka Aubrey Padmore. I just love it. The rhythm! Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm! Big up to Randy Eastman! Barbados! Global! Oh, this makes you get the blood pumping. That's for sure. We're going to bring that to you later to keep things moving and the music pumping on that rhythm right here on Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Party night is coming up. Party, party. Let's have a little party here and kind of just get our mindset into where we need to be, because it's very important that we stay liquid more so than ever. I've never experienced such a massive hemorrhage in my life in terms of behavior. Bad behavior. It's ridiculous. But we have to stop. Like a young lady said, someone on Facebook said, you know, I don't know where this thing came from. I don't know who started it, why it got started. But we have to understand that we must remain safe. And we must follow the protocols that are in front of us to help us to understand how we're navigating this sphere of COVID. And I'm talking about this because it's important. And we don't go outside of normal news because we want to be that change that the world needs to see in terms of edutainment. And that means we educate, we entertain, we give you information to help you to remain solid. We help to encourage you to be the best that you can be as a profit-making part of community mindset. Stay tuned. We're going to come right back. And after we play this tune, Party Nice, Tony Bailey, Puffin Passion Rhythm. And this is from a very significant moment in life. Get the feeling. Keep moving. But it's night or morning. Get your heart pumping. A little bit of exercise. God knows I need it. I've been trying. Good people. Coming up the month of July, we're going to be doing something extra special here for the independent artists and artists in general. But our focus is really getting the artists to understand that we're going to help you to kind of strategically manage the sustainability of your music. And it's happening now, historically, right here on carevoiceradio.org, the edutainment station. Big up to Emily and Brittany. Two nice young ladies who took the time to write a book, put it together. We're going to have some fun with this interview because this is a sustainable conversation that needs to happen. And we're going to answer as many questions as we can in this forum with this opportunity. And we're going to keep the conversation moving because when you say sustainability in music, you need to be moving in that direction. Watch Pampas catch up for ya. Feel like tonight, it is the night. Sweet music from them, I come to wine. Over the years, you know, I'm telling you, so many artists have been asking me, how can you help us? How can we help you? Now that synergy is needed inside of this moment as it is happening, as we begin to reconstruct our virtually yours conversation. Stick around. Feel like tonight, it is the night. Sweet music from them, I come to wine, I come to shine. Roll back and wine, push back and wine. Let me see you, raise your hand. Party nice, feel the rhythm. Let me see you, when I go down, 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 show it. Fire, carnival, baby.
for wine. You're on my chest and free your mind. The biggest pet, the hottest bands. Back on our fever inside this land. Raise your hand. The party nice. Feel the rhythm. Get mad tonight. Raise your hand. Party nice. Feel the rhythm. Let me see you. When I'm go down, 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 I'm show it off. Play your mask. Walk go down, go down, go down, go down. Shook go down, go down, go down, go down. Walk go down, go down, go down, go down. Watch pumpers catch up for ya. Walk go down, go down, go down, go down. Shook go down, go down, go down, go down. Walk go down, go down, go down, go down. Watch pumpers catch up for ya.
Boom, 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 boom. What do we know? Boom, boom. Yeah. We are having a great time right now. And we're going to continue to do that so we can leverage our sincerity, our relaxation mode, and pump the future forward. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know what today holds in terms of this moment. Inside of this one moment, I know what it holds. I know what it means. And I understand my value. Do you understand your value? It's a question. It's a question that I've asked over and over again when I'm doing my workshop. It's a question I ask over and over again when I'm speaking to a person in general. Most people who I speak to are usually people who are in search or in need of a solution to a problem. And I didn't set my place to be that resolution person. I did set my place to show up and try to do the best that I can for myself and to help other people because that makes sense to me. And going to college or having life experiences or what they now call an experiential education or experiential learning, all of these things have value in the changing course of time. And we must take the opportunity to utilize that scenario as an educational formula. And that's why when we talk about edutainment, we are talking about how can we deliver a message to you, bring the music, have you try to understand what we are saying, and follow up with you. Because it's important. It's necessary. We are valuable people. We are important people. We are important because we have value. And it's most important for us to be able to understand how to manage that value, entertain that excellence that's inside of us. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am about discovering the true nature of who I am. When you are going through life and things happen, they will happen in two ways, good or bad. And it's also how you interpret what is good and what is bad. Because sometimes things happen to you, and you're wondering, why me? Why not you? Maybe you have the keys to help someone else, and the experience that you're going through will help them. And sometimes you don't really want to be bothered, I'll be honest. I really don't want to be bothered being who I am, but it's who I am, and I kept running away from it for so long, like I kept telling people. And I said, I will repeat what I need to repeat over and over again until someone understands what I'm saying. The power of one to me means more than anything else, because the power of one allows millions to be helped. One voice in the wilderness, teaching, training, motivating, strengthening. That's the value that I'm looking at. I took my own life and my own value in terms of my experience, and I converted it into my workshop. And what is interesting is that when I got started, it was an experience. And I kept telling people, in order to learn certain things, you're going to go through some experiences. And I said it earlier. I'm saying it again. You are going to find yourself in places where you are looking to discover what the most important factor in life. And guess what? The you factor is crucial. I have asked this question I don't know how many times. The comment was, discovering the most valuable resource towards success. And success is a journey. Honestly, I'm telling you, it is a journey, and it will never have a destination because you were birthed for success. And until the day you die, physically, your success will be assured unless you quit. So the U factor is very important. And in my question, or my query, if you will, I will say to people, what do you think of yourself? Ask me to tell you something, and I'll tell you this. I'll ask you this question. Can you write a one-page summary telling me how wonderful you are? Can you? And if you can't, do you have a friend that you can call for that friend to say how beautiful you are as a person? Because throughout our lives, we've been told so often that we're nobody. I know I was. And I didn't agree with it. Something inside of me said, no, that's not true. The heart-wrenching thing is that it came from someone who birthed me. And I know a lot of you out there get that, so that's why I'm sharing. Because my personal life is none of your business. But if my personal life can help you to be free, to understand that you were victimized in many ways, yes, then I will tell you. Because at the root of it, when I meet people, I'm always looking at their spirituality because I need to know who I'm talking to. And one of the other questions that I ask is, well, do you see yourself really? And if you see yourself and you can't tell me that in 5 to 7 minutes, then I don't have to spend time talking to you. I'm in the habit of sharing more than I'm paid for. When I'm paid, I'm in the habit of offering more than I'm paid for. It's a good trait. It's very essential. It's an essential service. Right now, essential service is Mindset Matters. When I read this thing about COVID, I had to look at the dynamic of it. And the first thing they said is that the goal is to take away your breath. It has no value. Or back then, I don't know if this has changed because we get so many updates, we don't even know what's going on. And yet we do. But if I have something coming to take my breath, I need to learn how to breathe shallow. I need to learn when to breathe, where to breathe, how to breathe, and how to control my emotions. Because I know that stress is definitely a killer. I don't have to ask that. My whole life was stressed, so I had to find ways of managing the equity of my value. And that's how I discovered that, hey, among other things, I'm the best resource out here. And if you complain, you better come correct, because I'm going to challenge you on my belief system. As a matter of fact, I wrote a book about what I believe. And I chose a quote that I told myself for every day of the month that I can repeat 12 times, 30 times, 72 times, any amount of time, so that you get it in your brain, Stan. And your mind begins to agree with you. So I know that every day you have 30, 31 days, and I did it for 40 days because I felt that that was a very profound thing to do. And because of my belief system and my discovery system regarding my spirituality, I dedicated it to Jesus. Now, I never met Jesus in person. You never met him. We believe in historical profiling related to someone that we've never met in person. This is why we know that spirituality in the mix is necessary in our life, in our conversation. Because from what I understand and as I learned forward, I recognize that we are given knowledge to help oppress our mindset. And so I took the time to investigate that whole premise as I was living in Barbados growing up, looking for food. And food for me in Barbados, and some people will agree with me or not, but you didn't have time for food. You were out playing with your friends. And if you got hungry, you picked an apple or mango. Sometimes it would require a church from Mr. So-and-so because you didn't ask permission. You just saw that nice looking mango and there was no water in your presence. So what you would do is shine it. Make sure all the dirt is rubbed off of it, and then you bite and you go, oh my God, there it is. Oops, there it is. And you're eating the mango. And as you move through your day, you're having apple juice, orange juice, or you are having other natural resource food on the ground. By the time you got home, table food wasn't a value. But that was then. Recently, I understood that it came to pass where people are really fighting you to get stop you from picking a simple mango becomes a war. People want to shoot you. A breadfruit is a problem. You got to buy it. But this is where now we have to stop and look at where we come from. Today we're talking about Black Lives Matter, and it's important. It's a valuable tool. It's a valuable resource. It needed to be said. And as I look, as we move forward, I start looking at, well, who are our leaders? Someone said, if you're not seeing the leader in you, then there's a problem. And yes, that's true. But I'm talking about a group of people who have real authority to bring change. And that is also you. But you have to go through a process of reconstruction, restoration, if you will. Because if you look at a problem sometimes, that problem is usually not what you think. And you could be the solution for that problem. But if you don't discover the most valuable resource, which is you, in the meantime, you're going to have a problem solving that problem for real. Because some of the discoveries for what the problem represents will shock you. You'll be asking yourself, what the heck is going on? You mean to tell me that someone actually stood there and created a problem so that chaos can reign? Yes, it's true. It happens. I know a lot of us are looking for perfection in other people to solve problems, but you do not solve problems by becoming perfect. You solve problems in the process of becoming. It's a vitality element. It's a necessary flow. And one of the things that I said to myself earlier is that I'm going to have people understand that music in all of its forms are part of the restorative process. So yes, I'll get jumped on for that. Well, Arbor, you're not being spiritual. You're not being religious. Heck no. In my mind, historically, and now even more, religion is not a good thing. Now, I'm not going to stand in the middle of the street and argue with anyone about what they believe. I'm going to manage the equity of what I know. And I'm going to share with those people who are willing to listen. And I have a formula. I even have a song with one of my artists, Kirk Brown. Beautiful brother. I keep talking about him. People wondering, what's with you and Kirk Brown? It's my brother. Yes, he's old enough to be my son, but I consider him a brother, consider him a son, consider him a friend, consider and look at him being a businessman. And I recently had a conversation with him, and we were on the same page as usual. And I said, Kirk, you know what I just realized? You speak 13 languages. And I'm excited because I just realized you just became the second Barbadian to speak 13 languages. And I said, you know, Kirk, I'm confused. I'm confused that you are not an emissary from the government of Barbados for any entertainment and edutainment. I am shocked and appalled that I had to learn about the history of the designation of the concept of African American and Black, worked forward briskly by a Dr. Keith Beard, a noted linguist and Barbadian, born, I believe, in somewhere around 1942, died 2 years ago in Atlanta. Because I'm questioning the notion of, if we were fighting in terms of the conversation related to Black Lives Matter, why is this guy's name not being mentioned? Why are we not telling the truth in the terms of the conversation related to reparations? If you're asking for a repair of something, and a repayment of something, let us look very closely at what we are doing mentally with ourselves. Someone posted in my group about the story of the statue in Barbados that needs to be removed. And I said in my spirit, we can and should remove any statue that bothers us or doesn't have a history with us, but we need to tell the entire truth. We need to let the young people know our history so that their life will not remain a mystery. That they don't continue the conversation about being nobody. Like I was told I would be nobody. And I had to demand a recant. Not from someone, from myself, in the acceptance of that decision. I said, oh no, not Patty. Born in Greensville, St. George. I'm so sorry, I'm not agreeing to that. I'm not agreeing to the prospect of being considered a fool, a dummy, or anything else. But when I talk about it and when I share about it on my website, I talk about being a dummy or being called a dummy because I want people to know and to understand and see the value of where I'm coming from in my words, in my thought, and in my deed. And like I said earlier, more than paid for is what I do. Sharing is caring. I didn't think that it was just a teddy bear moment. I thought that it was very necessary as you grow through life to understand who you are so you can share who you are with the rest of the world. And that's where spirituality in the mix came in. Because if someone tells you you're nothing and you take it to heart, and I had to remember it because it was a value that was put forward to me. Now, when we talk about positive things, we want to remain positive. But we got to start talking about negative things to balance the slate. As my grandmother would say, well, if I say A, I have to say B. I have to balance the proposition of the offering. So if I'm going to solve a problem, the problem of self-discovery, I want to know what the options are. What are the values? But more importantly, before the options, I want to know what the offer is. What is your offer? Let me disseminate the values and the options so I can have the advantage of executing the things that I need to execute the way I need to execute them. Number three, authenticating yourself from mental slavery. Very important thing. We're going to share more about that as we finish this song. And get right back to you. Stay tuned. Carib Voice Radio. The EdU. Now you see where the EdU is in edutainment. Let's go. No, we're not. We're COVID in. COVID in. A celebration of discovery. Yeah. I'm telling you. You can't make this stuff up. You just got to keep it right. You got to keep it real. You got to talk about it. You got to be about it. If you want to learn more about what I was speaking about in terms of the entrepreneurship program, the workshop, you can visit orbyspeaks.net. There is another website that's coming, elevate.orbyspeaks.net, that will be the online virtual campus for teaching, education, training, development, a whole bunch of great things. You're going to meet some fantastic teachers. You're going to meet some fantastic historical figures in real time and online. I want to give a quick shout out to Herbert Harris, one of my good buddies. If you want to know more about me, you can grab my book at globalvillagebookpublisher.com. Quote Notes, 40 Quotes for Successful Living. It's where I chronicled my daily thinking. How do I think outside of the box that sought to keep me in? How do I qualify my belief system? All there in a quote book, notes with explanations. This is one of the greatest things, because if I don't want to talk to you, these mindset mastery pieces remain the same with me daily. Someone called me and said, how do you remain resilient when everybody's coming against you? I can't bother about what people are doing. I can't stop them from doing what they want to do. I have to manage the propositions that are placed in front of me. And sometimes it will take you 20 years to go back and fix the lies, the disavowed behavior people put to try to stop you. Don't get it twisted. I am clear about the positive and negatives that are out there about me. And I have to care, but I don't have the time to circle back to be distracted, and neither do you. And this is why you have to qualify who you're hanging with. Who is your associate? And are you checking the pulse to make sure that person is on course once a week at least? I've said a few things on social media, and someone sent me a note and they said, I see that you're talking about me. And I wasn't talking about them, but it did give me an understanding of how you feel about what you did incorrectly. But if you are kind, if you say kind things about me in public and they're true, your value will become supersonic. If you tell lies, your value will become mud. I don't care about normal thinking. My vision is wider, stronger, faster, bigger, beyond normality, because if I'm thinking normal, I'm going to remain the same problem that I confront in terms of how to be a change agent. I've trained a lot of people in my workshop. I've trained a lot of people in college. I got some soldiers that took my workshop in college, took my conversation to heart in college, birthed businesses, converted their warrior spirit to entrepreneurship. I'm grateful for that opportunity. And I will always be grateful for that opportunity to be an educator. I'm a natural teacher. That's why I teach. Some people are saying, why are you always sharing information? I'm a teacher. What is natural about you? When you discover the most valuable resource about you, you will be able to call friends in a different type of way, because those friends that you associate with are the ones that are going to show up and show and become part of your team, part of your caravan factor. Don't get it twisted. Coaches hurt. Teachers hurt. A lot of teachers are hurting now. I consider them the foot servers or the foot soldiers of change, and they're not paid enough. I think the first line of defense in parenting is the daycare worker. And I'll tell you more about that another time. But I will tell you this, the most important part of the hurt that I have experienced in my life, and this is what I call an uncomfortable conversation, because people don't want to talk about the things that disavow them, the things that they think that the person listening or the person who knows them is going to judge them and talk about their name behind their back and call themselves friends, so they don't want to have the uncomfortable conversation. We don't want to have the conversation that will be the premier value change option for our life. We don't want to have that conversation. Well, Joe Blow down the street, he's going to find out, and he's going to go tell Joe Blow 2, Joe Blow 3, and everybody will be screaming and blowing all over the place. Who cares? There comes a time when you've got to understand that an opinion is an extremely cheap commodity, and everyone has one. And the same person that's talking poorly about you need you. Sometimes you're vexed by people talking crap and you have to forgive them. Some people don't want to communicate with you after a while, because they're trying to figure out, how can I do this without him? He's given me enough information. If he stays too long, I'm going to owe him. No, you're not. What you have to look at is the bigger picture, the sanctuary moment that happens with you and that person, when that person speaks into your life, converts your life to prosperity, even if they're changing. That is a hero move. That's the hero that lives in you. I don't think we listen close enough to the music when it's played. I don't think we understand what music means in our life for change. One of the reasons when Emily called me, or I sent her a little note, and the next thing you know, I heard, well, I have this book. And within minutes, I gave it to you. We confirmed my email. The book came to me. I read it. I sped through it. And I'm like, oh my God. She did it. I haven't seen Emily in quite some time. I used one of her books in my class. Because when people are suffering and they don't understand how to become an intern, that's when they screw up. That's why I use the model for internship. A young lady, for example, called me, and I know that I'm going fishing now. When I'm talking about one thing and jumping into another, that means I'm fishing. So get familiar with the wordsmith of it. Said, I can't afford your course. I said, what does affordability look like in your mind? I don't have to spend time making up stuff. All of the thing that I'm doing is authentic. The journey is authentic. The pain, the power movement is authentic. And what I'm looking at, I just don't like. So I have to make a choice. Either die or live through, work it through, think it through. Create opportunities for growth, development, and sustainability. Even when the people who have authentic leadership capacity and real power can help you, but someone went ahead of you and said, there's a man who will be coming. His name is so-and-so, and he's not a good man. Whatever he asks, don't give him. And maybe 2, 3, or 4 people do it, and they say, well, that guy has to. Look, society is saying that there's a few people that are saying this man or this woman is no good. Let's stay away from that. They did it to Jesus first. You don't know how many people hated that guy? This ain't no joke. This ain't no go to Sunday church kind of conversation. Where I believe because I'm scared of dying, so I'm going to believe that Jesus, just in case I die, my soul will be well. It's not one of those types of conversation. It's a conversation built on authentic behavior. That's why I challenge the protocol. That's why I challenge the system in terms of how it affects me. And in my book, you're going to learn a lot more about me than you think you knew. There are people now telling me that, Aubrey, we know you. There are people that call me and say, listen, if you tell them all the truth, some of them won't believe you because they think you're looking for some kind of help or that you're looking for some kind of verification. Because not one man can go through so much and still be breathing. I don't really care to die by someone else's bad behavior. I know I'm going to die one day. I would like to die peacefully. And I'm feeling bad about that because recently with all the family deaths from COVID and elderly and all these things and people that I've never met, but I get the news announcement that they're dead. And I'm thinking, why didn't somebody tell me, good morning, how are you? This is me. I am your cousin and I love you, or something. But I have to receive a death notice and then I have to say rest in peace. And I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable saying rest in peace if I don't know you. I don't know what kind of life you lived. A friend of mine in Barbados said he has two suits. One is for a wedding and the other is for a funeral. That means he didn't live in between. He didn't have a life. He repeated what he was taught as part of his upbringing. Or her upbringing. It hurt me deeply. I consecrated that hurt and then I released it. It hurt me deeply to know that I had 58 members of my family that didn't know anything about me until my daughter died in 2016. That's when they reached out. One reached out and I learned about 58 others that never met me, never talked to me. And you know what I'm more hurtful about right now? They refuse to have a Zoom call to meet each other and celebrate the value of the individual culture that we don't know. And again, in that room, I heard of death and dying. And because I knew some of the children, I said, rest in peace. But I wasn't comfortable. I should have known where you were, not getting into your business. But I should have known in person, hi, how you doing? At least a salutation would have sufficed. Because we have to know and understand our individual uniqueness so that the group dynamic can become stronger. If you're going to take over and you're not unified, you're finished. This song is talking about taking over. What are you taking over? And how are you doing it? And where is the sustainability behind it? And as I wrap back around to the music of it all, it's a conversation that we all are having so we can vacate the negative and fill up with more positive. Right after this song, I'm going to have a couple of announcements coming your way. And I'm going to continue this moment. Stick around. More music, more melodies, right here in Cab Voice Radio. We're going to make this announcement in a moment. Stick around. By the way, the student is I Love You, coming out of South Africa, I believe it is. Anne Brown, big up to you. You're one of the greatest journalists in the world. By the way, I want to let you know that if you're hearing this music, you want to buy it. They're available on all platforms for music. The previous song was Sluggy Dan, and you can check him out. He'll even send you a note because that's what he does. And we're going to have some of these artists up on our network, our broadcast network, doing some wonderful things. We are trying very hard to pull things together and to be of value to each other. You're tuning to Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Quick announcement here. Caribbean Women Expo is going to be having a panel discussion about different types of abuse. I'm going to be on the panel. And we also have Janelle Caminos, along with some other people. Alicia Bailey, Fabian Sargent, Nicolette Williams, Desiree Stanisius. I love these names. We have Velani Jack Cross and Risha Shoy. This is going to be at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Is that Central and Eastern? But it's going to be on Zoom and Facebook Live, July 11th. That comes up in a couple of days. So stay tuned. Keep us on the log. Look out for the flyer. Convert CST to your time zone. And if you are someplace where you're going to be sleeping, get up. Because we're going to be having uncomfortable conversations that will seek to empower your mind to change what is going on in your space. Some of what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk very specifically about some of the things that I've been through that bother me and how I looked at managing the value from pain to power. Because some things you cannot get rid of. You have to push from pain to power. Alicia Bailey is an example of that, doing some supersonic things in the mindset mastery area for women and who have been abused. Fabian Sargent, I cannot say thank you enough for helping men in Barbados, and I hope that it goes supersonic internationally, where the men's program begin to encourage more men to be that which they want to be. Finally, they're having a real conversation. Real talk is what I'm saying. You have Nicolette Williams that's doing some supersonic work with young kids, adults also. But we need to know who these village people are. We need to know and take the opportunity to find out what they can do to help you. You're not alone. You're not as alone as you might think. Stick around. We're coming your way. Because I do. And yes, we're doing it all out of love. That's for sure. You hear that rhythm? You hear that beat? Big up to Chantel in Florida for what she's doing with her Caribbean Women Expo group organization and this online medium that's coming your way soon on July 11th. Again, that's from 5 to 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, live on Facebook and Zoom. The integrated marketing mix, supersonic thinking. I've been saying it for years. And when I've been saying it, people were saying, well, that's not going to happen. No one needs it. I didn't want for COVID to be part of the reason it happened. I didn't even know COVID existed. But here we are at home, going through a lot of different changes, getting phone calls, can't eat, can't pay bills, can't do a lot of different things that you would normally want to be able to do. and the chaos is driving you crazy, what do you do? You take a second look at yourself. That's what you do. And you begin to redirect your pain into power. There's a way to do this, and there's a way to do that. There's a way to qualify every single step of what you're doing. You want to learn more about me, what I'm doing, what I do, how I do what I do? Visit me online. AubreySpeaks.net. Go check out the 10 steps in the workshop that others have taken, and we will be revealing some of those people in our new mall. It's taking some time to put together and build because it's important for us to make sure we get everything done as good as the best way we can. But it's okay, again, as I was saying, to talk about all of these pieces that matter in terms of what Black life matters and so on. But we have to have straight talk about things. We've got to enjoy the moment with the people that we know. I just happen to know a lot of artists. And so it was important for me to find ways to resolve things because I'm trying to resolve stuff on my own. And when I say on my own, I don't mean on my own by myself. I mean I'm trying to find solutions to all of the things that hurt me because they hurt other people. And so 5 years ago, I stopped talking and I did one most important thing a speaker can do. Listen very well. And I said earlier in this conversation, when my daughter died, it was a very frustrating, depressing, and hurtful thing, and it pushed me into a corner. I had to find my other voice in order to stay liquid. So that when people call me and they say, Arby, this is what's happening, that's what's happening, I stay liquid. I don't allow everything to stay inside of me. I let things go, but at least I give the best advice and opportunity I can, because I've been accused of things that were not true, and it became an embedded part of your life like a daggone virus. So that's not why I teach, why I train, why I use the mastery of who I am, as I said earlier this evening. Finding that best resource in you. When we continue on the next show for Straight Talk and Motivation inside of this mix. Because wrong or right is never a derivative of just what you do. It matters why you do it. That's why when you go to court, they say, well, why did you do this? They ask you the question. It's in front of them. Well, this is the charge. I know this because I worked in the court for a while. And they're looking at what they know, what can be proven. They're not going to tell you everything. They can't tell you everything. They weren't there. They have to use forensics to figure a lot of stuff out. And you have to create your own lie detector. What do you believe? I've never gotten up on any given morning in life and try to cause harm to anyone. Did things happen in the middle of the day that allowed me to start thinking, I need to bust this person's ass? Yes. But I didn't do it. Only when I was in school, when this guy spit on me and I'm like, excuse me, you have to come to school tomorrow. And I was very specific. When he got to school, I tore a beat into him. Called me into the principal's office and I told him that guy spit on me yesterday. And I went home, I made a decision to whip him when I come back to school the next day. Do what you want. You have to be specific. Because when your mind is made up, it's a very powerful thing. Just check the longevity of what it looks like as how it will affect your future. Don't allow emotion to help in your decision making that will become negative for your prosperous future. Don't do it. Because we know there are a lot of lies out here. And we know we've got to change the format in our own personal life. And we have value. We have equity. So as we leave this room tonight, I want to let you know the four things I covered here in terms of a basic profile. Discovering the most valuable resource towards success. This can be found on our website. And I'll tell you which website to go to just to read up on the 10 steps. Spirituality in the mix. This is a very vigorous conversation that people will have. I found it to be one and two to be two of the most difficult things for people to respond to. Number three, authenticating you from mental slavery. The emancipation process towards a culture of success. Those were the three major things that we covered. They're three vitality pieces. Very crucial in your life, in my life. Spirituality in the mix. You come along and you're told, don't question God. That's what I heard. Don't have a conversation about what you're being taught. Just believe and follow. No. I don't do that. There are things that make me go, inside spirituality in the mix, and I have to go do my research. Visible and invisible, substantial world things happening. Number one. Discovering the most valuable resource towards success. The you factor. Call a friend. I don't have a lot of friends. I have many, many associates. My friends are the kind of people that if I call them morning, noon, or night and I say this is what I need, they'll help me to find a solution. No questions asked. Matter of fact, I had a situation that went negative and sideways in Atlanta. And I made a call to New York and I said there's a problem happening with me and I need to get out of here. And all I heard is I'm going to call this other person and our estimated time of arrival will be 14 hours and 5 minutes. And I'm like, where did that 5 minutes come from? Anyway, it was very rewarding and excited, and I remember it very well because from door to door they did it in 14 hours and 5 minutes. Actually, no, 14 hours and about 20, 30 minutes. And I said, what happened? And they said, well, we got pulled over by a cop. It was an unmarked vehicle, and we didn't know because we thought it was regular. But we kept looking back and noticing that it was testing us. And then when we hit the when they hit the lights, we knew that we were targeted for speeding. And I said, okay. And then we all headed back up the road, had fun, had food, laughter, and friendship. So those are the people that you know when you call a friend, you need a friend. Someone that if you get into trouble and you say, I need a hand, they come and they help you. And they don't tantalize you negatively about what you owe them or don't owe them because the friendship factor is more important, more credible than anything else. Now I have one book to recommend. It's going to sound selfish before I go. But I'm asking you to go and purchase and read because I'm going to be doing a workshop on quote notes. 40 quotes for successful living. And I have some more interesting and intricate information to release the next show. And I'll share more of that with you. About our Elevate Entrepreneur program. And the dimensional classes that you can take that will be made affordable to you one by one. So you can have your time, effort, and energy to take them one course at a time. Because that's where the value is. And keep in mind, I'm just going to be clear with you. What we teach and how we do is not normal. We're taking theory, we're merging it with practice, and we are challenging you inside a moment for you to practice what you learn. And when you practice what you learn, you get your certificate of accomplishment. And some of you have been moving kind of slow, so this is why I broke it down in such a substantial way. But a lot of folks that have taken this course, you've met some of them, they're growing supersonically in their field of endeavor. I'm very proud of them. Not all of them are part of the cohesive group anymore because some people just want to be the Lone Ranger, and that's good. Because you never know when you're going to need a Lone Ranger. and you call and you say, hey, it's a what is it? Kimo Sabe? Lone Ranger and Tanta kind of deal? And they go, Ohio Silver. One of the things that I remember recently before I close out is that I used to really love Westerns, and I realize I still do. When your heart is heavy and your spirit is depleted, sometimes you have to go back and find your way forward. And sometimes that requires you, the individual, to find your heartbeat. And so the other night I was watching a Western, and I said, you know, some of these things I've watched before, but I said, it's been so many years, let me go back and watch it. And I remembered it as though it was yesterday, but new messages were parked in that conversation. And finally, some of you are looking for new ways to do things. And I submit for your consideration. You have already done great things. You probably have them lying around in your house someplace in a book. You've probably told a friend. I said one day on air, if you have a dream and you don't know how to keep it, call a friend and have them keep it for you. And one day when you need it, they might come and say to you, you remember that dream that you had that you shared with me? Let me remind you. That might be your dream tank being opened again. Take the time to let people know you love them. And I'm not talking about sex. Let people know that you honestly, wholeheartedly care about their future. Never think because you're going through hardship, you do not have a kind word or a strategy for someone to help them elevate. My belief system says, and some will agree and some won't, frankly, I don't care. No one is ever broke until they're dead. Reimagine who you are and get busy. I know you're thinking this was sweet and it can be over, but according to Starry, it's over. Right now, this show, Straight Talking Motivation, compliments of Starway Productions, Unrestricted. This party is officially over. Good night, good news, good day. Enjoy.
Radio.
Believe it.